Welcome to this podcast about Pleasantside and Port Moody in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Pleasantside is a residential neighborhood on the shore of the arm of Burrard Inlet, known as Port Moody, about 12 miles east of Vancouver and 1.5 miles northwest of the city of Port Moody, British Columbia. Port Moody, the smallest of the Tri-Cities, is bordered by Coquitlam to the east and south and by Burnaby to the west. The city takes its name from Richard Clement Moody, commander of the Royal Engineers, chief commissioner of lands and works for British Columbia, and the colony's first lieutenant governor, a post he held from 1858 to 1863. Before Europeans arrived, Coast Salish First Nations lived along the coast, drawn by its mild climate and abundant food. The Fraser Valley Gold Rush of 1858 brought thousands of prospectors to the region, and the Royal Engineers cleared a trail from the colonial capital, New Westminster, giving ships anchored in Burrard Inlet an overland link inland. In 1879, the fledgling town of Port Moody was named the Canadian Pacific Railway's western terminus, and the first transcontinental passenger train from Montreal arrived on July 4, 1886. Real estate prices soared, then collapsed the following year when the CPR extended a 12-mile branch line west along the inlet to Vancouver, which became the new terminus. In 1905, James S. Emerson built a sawmill to cut cedar with 125 employees. Port Moody was incorporated as a city in 1913, with sawmill owner Perry A. Rowe serving as its first mayor, and became primarily a mill town. Its sawmills turning timber into boards and shingles for the burgeoning developments around Burrard Inlet. By 1915, several oil refineries had opened, led by the large Imperial Oil Company development just outside the Port Moody boundary. After World War II, new industrial development brought steady employment, and the town expanded geographically, becoming increasingly suburban. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.